This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the lifestyle of Imam Hussein. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone, you're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host Hussein Hinzano, and today we're talking about the lifestyle of a very important person. We're talking about the lifestyle of Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, who was the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. I would like to send my sincere condolences to you for the arrival of the month of Muharram, for the martyrdom anniversary of Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, when you're talking about lifestyle of Al-Imam al-Hussein, we're talking of a very prominent example. We're talking about something that could serve as an example to anyone who understands it, anyone who reads it, anyone who comprehends the lifestyle of this particular personality. The life of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is the most prominent example among the purified Imams alayhi salam, because it is beyond the limits of time and space, and it has manifested the highest human values that inculcate in every human heart. It inculcates in every human heart not just anything but a sign of greatness, and illuminates their path of action. In fact, the biography and martyrdom of His Eminence alayhi salam contains such astonishing topics in whole history of Islam that came into being and the Muslims and other communities have not seen anything else presenting human values in such a clear way as the Holy Imam alayhi salam had done on the plains of Karbala. So we have a lot to study on the events of Karbala. We have a lot to study from the personality of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is indeed a prominent example that every one of us should sit down and study and understand, because through studying his lifestyle, by understanding his lifestyle, it makes us better, it will improve our lives, it will improve our day-to-day life activities. Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name? As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host Hussein Hinzano, and we are talking about the lifestyle of Al-Imam Hussein and how we can benefit from it, how we can gain from this prominent example. On the basis of which faith in God, contentment and submission to His command have never been explained such beautifully anywhere else. And this unbounded faith is the special quality of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. They all have this particular aspect, and their followers, through which they obtained precedence over all the martyrs of the world, they were absolutely sincere in their defense and in the confrontation for the sake of truth. And none of them had any material motive. For example, His Eminence Al-Imam Al-Abbas alayhi salam. For example, His Eminence Abbas alayhi salam, who was the closest person to Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the one who was very closely related to him, in this incomparable loyalty, he did not have any motive due to brotherhood and relationship to the Imam. Rather, he took steps for the sake of faith and defense of Islam. He was defending Islam. He was defending the faith. He was doing it for the sake of faith. He was doing it for the sake of Islam. And His Eminence alayhi salam, peace of Allah be upon him, has introduced these aims in special poetry, well known for its eloquence, in the following way. By Allah, even if you cut off my right hand, I will continue to defend my religion and my faith in the truthful in the truthful Imam of the pure and trustworthy Prophet. Why is Abbas saying this? Well, he's saying that inasmuch as he was defeated in the fight, he came into the fight. He fought so many soldiers, he brought them down, but in the end, there were so many that he could not fight all of them. So they cut his right hand, but he said, by doing this, you're not going to stop me from defending my faith. He was doing it out of faith. What this is portraying to us is that it's an example for the followers of Al-Imam Hussein, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, to fight for them, to protect their knowledge, to protect their word in as much as they can for the sake of faith and for the sake of Islam. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, fi amanillah wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you. But anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence.